April 4th of this year, it's been 7 years of ACA recovery for me. And I've been pulling back layers and layers of neglect and abuse and trauma. You know, when you think that you deal with your mom's stuff, you deal with your dad's stuff, and then your siblings and all their traits and traumas, you know, you think that, okay, I can set this aside now, you know, and I can move on. But then there's another piece, you know, the reason why, you know, why did this stuff happen? Why was my parents the way they were? Why was my siblings the way they were? I grew up in this area called the gas plant community. And as blacks, we was forced to live in this area where they had these big, huge gas plants. The land was basically dirt, because I don't think much could live on that land, but it had some patches of, you know, where things did kind of thrive, because we did have mango trees and that sort of thing, because we used to eat them a lot. But we was forced to live there, and we couldn't go beyond a certain boundary, city limits, because things got dangerous. A lot of this stuff, a lot of the things that started coming up for me were, you know, the time that I used to walk to football practice, and because that was past the boundary, and people would throw bottles and cans at us. I've had people having their dogs attack me. I actually was almost abducted. And those things just, you know, they affected me, you know. They affected me more than I thought they did, you know, because racism wasn't spoken in our house, you know. We didn't talk about this stuff. It just happened. It was just a daily thing, you know. It was normal. It was normal, you know, and we often got in trouble for going past those boundaries, you know. You know, my mom would beat us, you know, and that was her way of protecting us. I kind of know that now. That was her way of trying to, you know, not let us be killed by actually white people, you know, and but, you know, this ACA journey for me and the racism piece and the racial trauma piece has really, it's really allowed me to deal with some of the fears I had, some of the self-hate and you know, my low self-esteem and everything that I suffered with, you know, just growing up, you know, not wanting to be seen, not wanting to be heard, you know, because you feel less than. It made me feel less than. And, but, you know, I used to struggle with the word survival, you know, that I was survival, that I was a survivor. You know, survivor. But but I guess I am, you know, and I can see that now. As I go through the steps another time, you know, again, and the laundry list straights again, I'm saying, yep, I'm a survivor. That stuff happened, and it wasn't normal. And now I can talk, and I can trust, and I can feel. I could talk and I could trust and I could feel. I no longer have to push that stuff aside. I no longer have to pretend it didn't affect me. And it didn't happen. Because it did. And I'm just glad to be here today. And I'm just glad that I'm able to tell my story. And so with that, I am complete. Thank you.